The drama continues in the Far East Valley, where Johnson Utilities customers have experienced serious challenges in the quest to have enough water. The town of Queen Creek has moved to step in and provide water to Johnson Utilities, which is currently being run by EPCOR. And the Arizona Corporation Commission has voted to hold hearings on Queen Creek's request. Arizona Republic reporter Ryan Rendaus has been covering the story and is with me to provide more details. Ryan, first, what's the role of Queen Creek here, and why is the town looking to step in?
One of the problems at Johnson Utilities is they don't have enough water in their system to serve all of the customers, especially in the middle of summer when people are watering their lawns a lot, using more water around the house. They need to meet a peak demand. That was not met last year. Around the end of May, they had a pump failure, and that one failure on the system meant that people in the Johnson area were not getting water when they turned on their taps. And the company then went out and actually shut down 120 irrigation meters for HOAs in that territory, so they couldn't water, but that allowed enough pressure to build up in the system that people could actually wash their dishes and flush their toilets. Mm-hmm. Well, that worked temporarily, but that's not legal. You can't just go shut down people if you're a utility without notice. And so they actually face a $600,000 fine for that. So that's one of the problems, that even though it's under new management, it's just not enough water in the system. So they're negotiating with the town of Queen Creek to put some water, a significant amount of water, in the system, so that on those hot summer days when everyone needs it, there's enough water to come out so everyone's taps keep flowing.
And Queen Creek doesn't have any water issues of its own.
No, and they have extra capacity. I mean, utilities can always face the unforeseen pipe breaking or motor breaking, that type of thing. But Johnson Utilities appears to be stretched so thin that any failure in their system results in dry taps.
So let's define what EPCOR's role is in this. EPCOR was brought in to manage. Did EPCOR have any access to extra water? Is EPCOR just having to deal with what's there and then Queen Creek stepping in?
Yeah, EPCOR came in as the interim manager. The commissioners voted to the corporation commissioners, the elected officials there, voted that EPCOR could come in and run the company because they needed new management. Mm-hmm. But even though they have new managers, they still have the same old pipes, pumps, wells, sewer treatment plants that Johnson was working with. As soon as EPCOR came in, they said these things really haven't been maintained and they haven't been expanded as they need to meet the growing demand from this Southeast Valley that's just growing in population very rapidly.
So who's going to complete this transaction in the sense? Does the Corporation Commission have to approve this?
The commissioners will look at everything that's going on, and that's where this gets a little bit in the weeds, because Johnson Utilities provides water and wastewater, but you aren't necessarily a customer of both. So there are people who might pay Johnson for their water, but they pay somebody else for their sewer service, depending if you live in the town of Queen Creek, in the town of Florence, or an unincorporated area, and vice versa. There's people that get their sewer service but not their water from Johnson Utilities. And what's going on now is EPCOR is asking for additional water because they need it to meet demand in the summertime. Separately from that, the town of Queen Creek is saying, look, we have a building moratorium in this area because the commissioners voted on that a couple months ago because there's not enough water and sewer capacity in places to allow home builders to build as many houses as they want. Yeah. And to help alleviate that problem, Queen Creek has said, we'd like to take over part of the territory where you're not going to be able to build new homes and we'll provide the sewer service. Well, the territory of a utility is a property right. That's going to be a little bit more stickier of an issue to transfer the territory over. So there's the quick fix of giving them water from Queen Creek, and then there's a maybe longer-term issue where the town would take over part of Johnson's territory.
Was there any discussion of any other communities that wanted the opportunity, maybe similar to Queen Creek or just something different?
Well, Florence has shown a strong interest in it. They wanted to, or offered, I should say, to help serve in the interim manager capacity because some of their citizens are affected by the troubles at Johnson Utilities. And so the town of Florence as well has a big stake in what happens out there. And then the entire sort of Southeast Valley's reputation as a business center and development is on the line here because of this partial moratorium in that service area.
This situation, outside observers, seems almost absurd from a place that had really banked generally on growth. I mean, this is how our economy's been driven for decades here. Does this run contrary to that, the fact that there has been a utility that the Corporation Commission came down hard on, that there has to be so much adjustment to this? Does this strike you as a fairly ridiculous situation?
to be fair, I don't think that Johnson Utilities wanted a moratorium in their service area. I mean, this is being blamed on them for sure for not expanding and taking care of their utility the way they should have to prepare for new development. But they are in a very fast-growing area, and to meet that, they needed to expand their utility very rapidly. So they're in a bit of a unique position as far as a water company having to meet this growing demand. They weren't doing a very good job. They were spilling sewage in the streets and the taps were running dry. So somebody else was brought in to manage that company for the time being. But it is surprising. We are known for being a fast-growing state, and this is a pinch point for Arizona where the utility system could not keep up with that rapid population growth.
Let's look forward if we can. Is there a timeline if, in fact, the Queen Creek gets approval, if it moves forward officially? How quickly could they jump in?
I think it's safe to say that everyone's going to act fast enough to make sure there's water coming out of the taps all summer long. That's the main priority, is taking care of the customers that are currently on the system, people who already live in their homes, pay a water bill, and expect to have water. That's the number one priority for EPCOR. The commissioners, I'm sure, are interested in acting quick enough. They're going to review this deal, but I don't see them holding that up for any reason. It's going to take a longer amount of time and some hearings before the commissioners decide whether or not to take away some of Johnson Utilities' territory and give that to Queen Creek or anybody else. Mm. And I think it's safe to say that this issue is going to be before the commissioners for years. I mean, they've got to look at the rates that Johnson's charging. Do they need to charge more so that they can expand that system and allow or at least lift the building moratorium and developers can continue to work in that area? This is not a problem that's going to be solved this summer, but I do think from what I am seeing at the commission that people are going to have water this summer, and that's an improvement over last year.
All right. Ryan Randazzo, utility reporter and a lot more for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.